Welcome to Shom Achshava and the Daf Shir Spanzo Leonishmas and Yaakov Shalom Le'ab HaSitzchok. We're holding the Bo'abas or Daf Mbeis. The Gemara Amud Beis at the top of the Amud concludes the sugyo regarding the Machlikas Rav and Shmuel. Who needs to bring a Raya when there's one brother taking care of the documents? And Shmuel says that according to Rav, if he dies, so then Rav agrees that the kids don't have to bring a Raya. The Gemara brings a raya of Dvorim Asuyim LaHashu LaHaskir, and the Gemara concludes and says, Kashya. It's a question. So the Rishbam over here brings a fascinating discussion regarding what do we do with the word Kashya. He brings a Chanan that says that in general in Shas, there's a difference between Tiyufto and Kashya. If you have a Tiyufto, that means it's a question with no answer. And it's a Pircha. We said whatever you said is not true. But if it says Kashya, Kasha means it's not a pircha, it's a question. And we, if we work hard, we'll get to an answer. But right now, we don't have an answer. And the Dvarim, it's not a pircha, you still conclude this point, l'halocha. The Rishbam himself argues, and he says, no, there's no difference between Tiyut and Kasha. But if you bring a question from a Mishnah or a Braiso, there you say Tiyuvto. If you bring a question from a Raim, then you say Kasha. But if it says Kasha, it's also a pircha, and therefore we do it from halacha. So you have here a fundamental discussion. Is the word kasha a complete pircha or not? Rav Kivegi here in the Gilui Nashas sends to a few places in Shas where most of these places seem to be that the word kasha is not a pircha. He quotes the Rashi in Sanhedrin Afayin Beis Amud Aleph. There the Gemara also concludes the sugya and says kasha. And Rashi says over there, kasha masnis the terutz alibe de Rav. When we go to you, to lo yahave, the lav behed diktani, and goes to explain why it's not a complete tiyufto. And he concludes and says, v'hainu deiko ben kushu le tiyufto. Masha Rashi is saying, first of all, that's the rule always, the difference between kushu and tiyufto is it a pircha or not. And there we're speaking about a question from a Mishnah, and we're using the word kasha. According to the Rashbam, you have to use tiyufto. That's what Chur Kivayeg is pointing out. And this goes on also in Rashi, come on there in Sanhedrin, Afkuf Yud Beis. Then the Gemara brings a question from a Pasuk, and the Gemara concludes with Kasha. Says Rashi there, Lo Shel Pasuk Kasha LeTaretz, but Avaloi Misusuf, it's not a Tiyuvto. Says the Be'er Sheva there in the spot, L'chor, that's a Pircha to the Rashbam. According to the Rashbam, every time you learn from a Mishnah or a Braisa, Kasha from a Pasuk, you say Tiyuvto, only from a Meroim, you say Kasha. Here you bring a question from a Pasuk, and it says Kasha. So the Chur Raya Bruyah to Rabbeinu Chanan. Another marker to this is the Rishbam himself, the Chur seems to be contradicting himself. Because the Gemara, like, come on, in Bobasso, the Fkuch of Zayin, the Gemara brings a question from a Braiso. And the Gemara brings a question according to Rav Shavya and according to Rav Shizvi. The Gemara says like this, Tiyuvto de Rav Shavya Tiyuvto. Says the Gemara, maybe it's Tiyuvto de Rav Shizvi as well. Says the Gemara, Kashyo. It's not a tiyufta, it's only a kasha. Says the Rashba on the spot, kasha abal tiyufta mamish eino. It's not a tiyufta. He goes to explain why not. So they're clear in the Gemara, you see the chilek between tiyufta and kasha, we speak about a Mishnah or Braisa. According to the Rashba, every time you speak about Mishnah and Braisa, should be tiyufta. Every time you speak about Amurim, should be kasha. And that's a question of the pilpulo charifta there, and that's Kuch of Zayin. He goes on to speak about it, the Shita of the Rosh, the Shita of the Rambam, when you have kasha, when you have tiyufta. So he says, l'chor, it's a stira in the Rashbam. The Rashbam says the Mishnah Brais is a tiyufto. That's what the people Chorivta and many of the Achorim ask on the Rashbam. Comes the Noida B'Yehudo, Yeridea Madura Tanina Simon Kuf Samech Gemot. And he says, no, Pshat the Rashbam is as follows. The Rashbam also agrees there's a difference between Kashi and tiyufto, but only when you're bringing a question for a Mishnah or a Brais. Meaning, when you bring a question for a Moira, you use the Lashon Kashi. You don't use losha tiyufto. And kasha is enough to tell you that it's a pircha. But when you bring a question from a Mishnah or a Braiso, so then if it's a pircha, you say tiyufto. If it's not a pircha, you say kasha. You could say tiyufto. If you didn't say tiyufto and you chose to say kasha, then it means it's not a pircha. So you mean that's the Rashbam, you answer the Rashbam, Dav Kuch of Zayin. Because they were bringing a question from a Braiso. So we say, according to one Adorma, it's a tiyufto. According to the other one, it's not tiyufto, it's only a kasha. That also answers the question from Rashi and Sanhedrin. Because the Rashi Sanhedrin brings a raya from a pasuk. And he says, we say kasha, not tiyufto, because it's not such a big question. But if you bring a question from a Amoro, Kasha could be a Pircho. That's what you can explain the Rashbam. Just as Kedai to be Mitzayin, there's the Rishaya Peak, the one who wrote that Tziyunim on Shas, he has a Sefer called Kshus Miyushov. And the whole Sefer is coming to answer all the Kashyas and Shas, based on the Rabbeinu Chananya in this Rishbam. Because once we say the Kasha means it's not a Pircho, so let's come and answer all the Kashas and Shas. He has a whole Sefer based on this Rishbam. And one last thing to conclude, that the Ramchal and Adi Bamarim says, it's based on the Arizal, that whenever there's a question that we have, it is the Sidra Achro that makes learning unclear. And therefore, sometimes you have questions you haven't answered to. A person has to break his head to come and have an answer. That's his Gabba Sidra Achro. In some places, Sidra Achro makes things so dark, you can't answer the question. You're stuck with it to Yuvta. That's the definition of questions we have in Hilchasa according to Kabbalah. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shova email list, what's a good, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.